This is The Catalyst. I'm Chris Cooper, and I'm going to talk to you about our workouts this week in our group program at Catalyst. But first, I want to talk to you about fitness for longevity versus aesthetics. Some people like to train like bodybuilders, and they break their workouts out into body part splits. Some people like to train for CrossFitters and just go super duper hard every day. We like to train for longevity. But here's the thing. Training for longevity is what actually gives you the aesthetic look that you're going for long term. So whether you train to look better or to live longer, the answer is you should train for both, and one actually creates the other. We quite often now in fitness camps worldwide, we see this split between the live forever crowd that are focused on health metrics and VO2 max and blood work, and then the aesthetic crowd, which is most people chasing abs or muscle definition or a certain body fat percentage. So today I'm going to break down why you don't have to choose between health and looking good and how a smart training plan gives you both. So first, what the science says about training for longevity. There are key markers that we can train for that are linked to longer lifespan and health span. There's VO2 max, which is like your cardiorespiratory fitness. There's muscle mass and strength. There's walking speed and leg length. That's really important. And by leg length, I mean stride length, basically. If you think about like an older person, they kind of like shuffle along, and that's a sign of decrepitude. They just cannot extend their leg out long enough to take big strides. And then the fourth is mobility and balance. Now, regular exercise reduces the risk of heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and a lot more. Strength and cardio both protect against age-related decline. And the number one predictor of longevity is your cardiovascular fitness, your VO2 max. But the number one predictor of independence is your strength. And that's why you need to work on both. Of that list above, like if you just focus on VO2 max and muscle strength, you'll probably go a long way. But you also need walking speed, you need stride length, you need mobility and balance, because those things could create catastrophic conditions that injure you, and that could be what forces you into a home, which forces you into decrepitude. Let's talk about the aesthetic side of this first, what actually works for looking better. So aesthetic results come from building lean muscle, because that drives up your metabolic rate, lowering your body fat, and consistency over time. But guess what? These goals are also accomplished by doing strength training, zone 2 cardio, eating well, sleeping, and recovering. So you don't need separate plans for health and to look good. You need one good plan that's executed consistently. Here's how to train for both. First, strength training 3 to 4 times a week. Focus on progressive overload. Use compound movements like squats, presses, pulls, and carries. You probably need a coach if you don't know what progressive overload means, and you might need to train with other people if you have trouble pushing yourself to try heavier weights. You also need zone 2 cardio 2 to 4 times a week. So you need to walk, bike, row, ski, swim, jog at a pace where you can breathe through your nose and hold a conversation for about 30 minutes at a time. You also need mobility and balance work once or twice a week. So use your dynamic warm-ups or your cool-downs or short dedicated sessions for these. And you also need rest and recovery. You need to sleep 7 to 9 hours, and you need to take 1 to 2 true rest days per week. This blend keeps you strong, lean, capable, and healthy well into your 70s and 80s and beyond. The key here is it sounds like there's just not enough days in the week. I don't have that much time. But at Catalyst, we combine your strength training with your zone 2 cardio, with your high intensity interval training, your mobility and balance work, and we tell you how to get rest and recovery. So you don't have to think about your program. You don't have to worry about getting this stuff all in. As you'll see in a moment when I describe our workouts for the week, we combine everything. So if you can come to the gym for 1 hour, 3 to 4 times a week, you're going to tick all of those boxes. Here's the mistakes that people make. First, focusing only on how you look and ignoring health markers. This is what leads people to, you know, dramatic diets, especially this time of the year. They destroy their long-term metabolic engine by doing these crash diets. Ignoring strength and doing only cardio. I mean, look at somebody who's been running for 30 years and not strength training. Are they as lean as you would want to be? Usually not. Overtraining in pursuit of aesthetics leading to burnout. There's a lot of people who will jump into gyms at this time of the year, absolutely crush it for 2 months, drag it out for 3 months, hate it by 4 months, and be gone before the summertime even hits. And another one on the flip side of that is undertraining. People just don't train hard enough. They don't train with intensity once or twice a week like they should, or they think that they're pushing hard, but they have no idea what real intensity means because they don't train with anybody else. or they're worried about getting bulky or feeling tired. The best results visually and functionally come from balanced long-term training. You have to go hard when it's time to go hard. You have to go easy when it's time to go easy. If you're only going easy, you're walking or jogging, that's not enough. If you're only going hard, you're doing CrossFit 5 days a week, that's too much. You have to find that balance. And how we help at Catalyst is like this. Our group training program gives you the exact mix of strength, conditioning, and mobility that you need. Our semi-private coaching is for you if you want a custom plan based on your current fitness and future goals. You want to look great and feel amazing for decades, and you want coaching and accountability to make it happen. This is where most people find their sweet spot, is in a semi-private coaching group. You're with a small group of people, but you're following your own platform, your own plan with a coach. So you can book a no sweat intro at catalystgym.com to talk about any of those. The thing is that you don't have to choose between looking good and living long. The best plan, strength training, zone two cardio, recovery, and smart nutrition, does both of those things. So if you're ready to build a body that lasts and looks the part, go to catalystgym.com and book your free no sweat intro today. And if this helped you reframe your goals, share it with somebody who's stuck choosing one or the other. Now let's talk about our workouts this week. So these are the group workouts. When you come into one of our group classes, we do three a day. These are the workouts that you're doing. You'll notice that these cover all of the bases: strength, aerobic, high intensity interval training, mobility, recovery even. But if you really want to get where you're headed faster, that's where you would book with a coach and talk about semi-private training. So on Monday, we're going to start with a clean and jerk. We're going to do three sets of three. This is going to really tax your nervous system more than anything else. And so after this workout, while you might not feel like fall on the ground exhausted, you'll start to feel for the rest of the day a higher level of hunger than normal. You might want to take a nap around 2 or 3, 4 or 5 hours after the workout. You're going to have a lot of energy right after, and you might feel a little bit more assertive at work. Like, you might actually say, I disagree with somebody that you would normally wouldn't. That's the effect of the clean and jerk. It's not all conscious. It's not like, oh, I'm so confident because I hit this weight. That's part of it. But subconsciously, your nervous system is working with your subconscious to say, like, I did something really great today. That's really hard to find anywhere outside of a gym. And even most gyms don't leave you with that feeling. But that's what we're after today. You're also going to be doing some weighted pull-ups. Then you're going to be doing an aerobic workout just to burn off some fat, some energy, get your mind into kind of a flow state, relaxed and happy. Tomorrow, we're going to be starting with an aerobic workout, and then we're going to be moving into a little bit of high-intensity interval training. So there's going to be like a hard, an easy start to the day, about 40 minutes, and then you're going to get into like a really hard, high-output training to finish it off. Now, this is the kind of workout that's going to start you off metabolizing fat for energy, burning fat on your body, you know, building your VO2 max, and then you're going to go hard at the end. And that hard at the end is like everything that you got. You're going to pour it in. This is what prepares you for life, honestly. This is what builds your buffer to help you survive an emergency, to act in very tough times, and even to deal with your stress. It's a great mental reset. Wednesday, we're going to start with strength. We're going to be doing a snatch and then overhead squats, three sets of three. These are very technical lifts. You should definitely have coaching on them before you do it. It doesn't mean they're unsafe. It just means that to get the maximum benefit out of it, you want to be coached. High-level lifters have a coach. Beginners have a coach. The people in the middle are quite often overconfident and think, I can just do it myself. You should have a coach. I have a coach. I've had a coach for 20 years, and I've never felt better. After that strength work, we're going to get into an aerobic work. It's a row, some skipping, some push-ups, and some box step-ups. Nothing complicated, right? On these days, we keep the complexity to a minimum, but we keep the benefit to a maximum by moving slowly and never stopping. Then we're going to get into a bodybuilding style workout on Thursday, which is mostly grip strength and pulling power. So if you want big biceps, you know, a big wide back, that's the day for this. This is also a great type workout if you work at a desk all day, because you adopt this kind of rolled forward posture when you sit at a desk all day. We call it a kyphotic posture. You're curled forward at the neck. Your hip flexors get tight, so your lower back hurts. Your bum goes dead, so again, your lower back hurts. We're going to avoid that by doing some upper body pulling, some grip strength, and, you know, farmer's hold, stuff like that. Then we're going to go into an aerobic workout after that. So after our strength work, we're going to move into just like some endurance stuff, some aerobic work, burn off some fat. Friday, we're going to start with Helen, which is just going to be like three rounds of a 400-meter run, 21 kettlebell swings, and 12 pull-ups. This is kind of a sprint CrossFit workout. It's one of the most famous CrossFit workouts, and we're doing this to start our preparation for Murph, which we'll be doing in about a month in May. Murph is an amazing workout. It feels like a huge life accomplishment just to finish it, but Helen is a great training for it. I'll explain Murph on next week's podcast. But Helen is just a quick 9 to 15 minute workout. You're going as hard as you can on a run, some swings and some pull-ups. And, you know, afterward, we'll still have time for this. We're going to be moving, for that into the weekend. We've got an amazing ascending pyramid on Saturday. Every Saturday, by the way, is a partner workout at Catalyst. Either you show up and we pair you with somebody at your level, or you show up with your friend from Catalyst who's also a member and we pair you with them. And it feels like you're kind of racing against the clock, but you've got a buddy helping you. That's it for this week. That's the Catalyst. I'm Chris Cooper, and we'll see you at the gym.